For 30 years, Michael Youssef has been teaching the Word of God on his program, Leading the Way.
Michael's been on the air for 30 years.
I love you, Michael and Elizabeth, and pray that the Lord's blessing will continue to be upon you both.
As you continue your endeavors to reach the Middle East and the world with the powerful gospel of Jesus the Messiah.
I know this brother. I know he loves the Word. I know he's not going to turn to the right, and I know he's not going to turn to the left.
Congratulations, and God bless you on the huge accomplishment of 30 years
of putting your arms around the world with the glorious message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for 30 years of passionately proclaiming uncompromising truth through Leading the Way. 30 years of uncompromising truth. First, let's just take a moment and look at those 30 years, the impact. Did you have any idea, Dr. Youssef, 30 years ago that this ministry would be where it is today worldwide?
Not a clue. I'm just so privileged and honored. And you know, we're not celebrating Leading the Way or Michael Youssef. We're really celebrating the Lord's faithfulness. Mm. Because without His faithfulness, without His calling, what I often say, and some people think this is kind of sort of, you know, a false humility, the most unlikely vessel, but it's not. It's the absolute truth. And then He chose to literally open doors I wasn't even knocking on. I didn't seek to be in the media. I didn't seek to be on radio. I didn't seek to be on television. But literally, God brought people to my life and said, now this is what you need to do. And I went through those doors. And so initially was radio. We started doing little spots, about 30-second spots on a local radio station here. And that's when one of our leaders who's gone to be with the Lord now kept saying, you really need to be on radio. You really need to be on radio. And he literally taken me by the hand and got this whole thing started. Then Al Sanders from California came over. He said, I want to really to have you on national radio. And we started. And then Dr. Hayden, Ben Hayden, come in and said, God told me for 2.5 years to give you my television ministry. And so we launched on television. So everything God has done, it is Him from beginning to end. Mm. The longing I have, this is goes beyond 30 years. I'm talking about 60 years, or at least 50 anyway, is that I want to take as many people to heaven as possible. Now, I know God is the one who converts people. I know God is the one who does the opening of the blind eyes, spiritual eyes, and I know God does. But I said, if you would have me, I want to serve you. I want to be faithful in proclaiming your word, proclaiming your gospel, because the desire of my heart, I want to take as many people as possible. I thought I would be doing this in person, maybe going and speaking to large crowds. But God had a different idea. He wanted the media to be that instrument in which fulfilled the desire that He gave me.
And so much of what's happened in these first 30 years has been possible because of all of the people who support this ministry.
Absolutely.
And you heard from a lot of those as you just recently celebrated your 70th birthday, inundated with cards and letters. How wonderful was that to read those personal notes from people?
It is humbling, really, in the truest sense of the word, very humbling. I am just grateful to the Lord, to Him and for them, because He's the one who raised the partners. Mm. From day one, I kept saying, well, I don't have the time to go out and do this. And then God raised a man and said, well, I'll take care of it. And said, oh my goodness, I have no excuse. And so from that moment on, God has been raising partners all over the world who are coming in and undergirding this ministry, without whom we couldn't do it. It's impossible.
Well, and if it were just up to you, you probably wouldn't have gone into television, except God raised a man called Ben Hayden, a pastor who was very well respected with a very long established television show, who said, Michael, you're the man.
The Lord, just as clearly as radio, said, this is the man.
My office was in the old building still. And that's when Ben Hayden came over and said to me, God told him for 2.5 consecutive years that he needs to give me his television ministry. He came and sat and looked in the camera and told his audience, his listeners, his supporters, and he said, you need to support this man. This is God's man.
Due to personal health and the recent brain surgery of my wife, I have asked Michael Youssef to take over as speaker on Change Lives and to be my permanent successor.
When we were invited to go on TBN and Daystar and so many of the other networks we were on, it launched us to a whole different environment and new opportunities of communicating the gospel. I could never imagine what God would do through television. Now leading the way is reaching into hundreds of millions of homes, proclaiming God's word more than 13,000 times a week, airing biblical programs 24/7. But what is more amazing are the testimonies of lives changed from all over the world. God is continuing to do amazing things through the ministry of Leading the Way, and thanks to you.
So as we celebrate 30 years, we look at this infrastructure that's been created, this wonderful foundation. The technology is there, the experience is there, and now we're going to move forward. Now let's talk about what's to come, Michael. There's Vision 2025.
Right.
The ministry has outlined several steps, seven of them.
Right.
We're sticking with seven since we're celebrating your 70th year.
Yes.
And I have heard you say many times in person and from the pulpit, you want to finish well.
Yes. You know, I want to finish running into the arms of Jesus. So the next 7 years are very crucial. If anybody read my book, The Hidden Enemy, they have seen in that book my heart, my passion of what I'm seeing happening in the West. And I started, by the way, writing Warning in 1982.
Wow.
Things I said in 82 in the book I published back then are happening, unfolding. And I realize the Lord has put a burden on me, and that is to continue to do this. Now, as I watch how our secular societies, whether it be in the United States, Canada, Australia, Europe, as I see the secular mindset, if I use that word advisedly, in collusion with the Islamists, I begin to realize that we are in deep trouble unless God awakes us up from this deep sleep. And to add insult to injury, so many of so-called evangelical churches who once preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they're now coming and saying, well, you know, God is so big, he has so many ways to himself, so much so that 60%, according to the statistics I've read, of those who call themselves born-again Christians believe there are other ways to God other than Jesus. Well, you know what they're doing? They're calling Jesus a liar. That's what they're doing. And so my passion and my longing for the remaining years and the energy that God gives me is to warn and speak publicly to large crowds, to small crowds, to wherever I go, of warning of what's happening. I document all of that. This is not just an emotional thing. This is all factually documented in the Hidden Enemy book, and also with a new book that's coming out soon called The Third Jihad, where I'm literally showing what they're saying, not what I'm saying or any Christians are saying, what they're saying of how they're going to conquer the West in the next 7 years. So those are the 7 years. They talk about 2025 as if they can have a plan to conquer Europe and the West by 2025. I certainly can dedicate my life and myself and this ministry and the team here to wake up the church as to its important role in calling men and women to repentance.
And those are two of the seven objectives in Vision 2025. One is to increase the footprint in the West.
Exactly.
More programming on television, spread the word, let people have that place to plug in.
Yeah.
And then another one is a great awakening. You are going to be speaking one on thousands,
right,
but you are going to be speaking personally in real evangelistic ways.
Absolutely.
Here in the United States and around the world.
Exactly. And I'm making myself available and free. So in those two issues, I hope that somebody's watching and says, you know, I'd like to sponsor you, or my company would like to sponsor you on such and such network or in such and such television affiliate. So that really is an important partnership. I hope somebody will call me. But also the opportunities, for example, I had the joy of speaking to 1,000 pastors in New York City. And one of the greatest joy is to, as I challenge them to contend for the faith that once delivered, that hundreds of them responded to the invitation of wanting to, yes, I want to remain faithful, preaching the gospel, not compromise for the sake of popularity and so forth. It was a very moving experience. Several people who were there and said, this is a call of God in your life. You need to keep it up.
KingdomSat. Mm. KingdomSat is something that was in your heart at a time when the economy was not necessarily willing to start something new.
That's right.
Let's take a quick look back at the KingdomSat.
Right.
From the year 2004, when the Lord gave me vision for KingdomSat, to the year 2009 when we launched, I faced so many oppositions that I can't even begin to tell you. But now we are reaching into 160 million homes daily.
I think because of our multiple visits to the Middle East, we always used to comment about the number of satellite dishes, more satellite dishes in the Middle East than you would see here.
We are seeing an incredible move of God sweeping through the Muslim world. Many are coming to Christ, and God is radically transforming their lives. I know God's hand is in this ministry, and that's why I need you to stand with me. Continue as we go from one point of glory into another.
So we see and we know the impact of the KingdomSat. Now, as part of Vision 2025, we want to double the number of people who get to see the KingdomSat.
Right.
So the goal is, right now, I think it's interesting for people to know, there is 8 hours of programming that's aired three times during a regular day on the KingdomSat.
Right.
We want to do 12 hours of programming.
Exactly.
Because there are people who are literally watching for 12 hours. You want something new there.
Yes. And we have to continue to be very selective.
Mm.
We have people here in the United States who hear about the impact of KingdomSat, and they said, well, could you put my program on? And I said, no, we can't do that. We'll give you whatever the cost, whatever the need. But no, we have to be very, very careful. People that I have literally handpicked by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, whether it be David Jeremiah or John MacArthur or Chip Ingram, people that I felt led of God to invite to participate in KingdomSat. In addition to those, they're very small. They're now becoming less and less because we have over 60 Arabic-speaking programmers. Now, of course, these cannot contribute. They cannot do anything financially. I mean, they barely can't even produce the programs cost-wise. So we help them do that. And so we want more of these Lebanese and Egyptians and North Africans and people from the Gulf areas, from Jordan, these great evangelists and great Bible teachers who nobody probably heard of, and yet they have a message that can be multiplied in the millions. And that's what we want to do. We want to increase the number of indigenous broadcasters who are impacting that part of the world for Christ. And that's part of that growing program. And by the way, KingdomSat is watched all over Europe. In Australia, Jonathan, my son, told me he went to visit a family in Australia, an Arabic-speaking family. And he said the KingdomSat was on all day on television. And so it's all over the world. It's in Indonesia. Wherever the opportunity comes and God opens the doors, we walk through it.
And the one way that God opens that door is these people hear the word, maybe the only way that they ever get to hear about Jesus, because these are closed countries to the gospel.
Oh.
But then they hear something that makes them want some follow-up.
Sure.
And they call our field representatives.
Yes.
These people are key in the ministry, and
they
want to, as another objective, increase the number of field representatives.
Exactly. Some of them are up all night on Skype talking and praying and ministering. Because some of the callers are calling in secret.
Mm.
If a member of the family found out who they're calling and who they're talking to, it's in trouble. The follow-up team. Every time they go and meet with someone, they take their life in their own hands.
That's not an exaggeration.
It's not.
Literally, they take their lives in their hands.
Absolutely. One man who met with one of our follow-up, the second time, he confessed to him. He said, the first time I met you, I had a knife. I want to slit your throat.
Wow.
I mean, that's just true. And so they know that, and they rely on the Holy Spirit to guide them whether to go to this one or not to go to this one. And God has been protecting them, so they need prayers for wisdom. But we also want to increase their number, because they're the ones we got now, they're working hard.
They are, and they're so inspirational. When
yes.
we have the opportunity to meet them here, so inspirational.
Absolutely.
And then there's also, we're seeing a growing Muslim population in Western countries. You
yes.
mentioned Australia, but
that's
here
right.
in the United States,
yep.
it's another goal of Vision 2025
yep.
to reach more Muslim communities here in the United States, strengthening churches to
Absolutely.
Know how to reach out to them,
yes.
strengthening our programming.
Yes.
It's critical now,
yeah.
isn't it, Michael?
Yes. Of course, we know that not everyone is even open to hearing the gospel. We know that. But there are some who are, and therefore, we want to equip the Christian church in the West, the members, the believers, so they can share Christ without being intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always said, well, I don't know much about that religion. Well, you don't need to know much. All you need to know is that Jesus saved you, and therefore he can save anyone. And that is why we want to encourage believers in the West, as well as our own broadcast. We're broadcasting the English-Arabic program on radio in places in the U.S., where there's a large population of Arabic-speaking Muslims, in Detroit, for example, or in Washington, D.C., and places like that.
Let's let people see a little bit of the early part
sure.
of what dual language
yep.
was about.
And God the Father, through God the Son, will welcome you and forgive you.
والله الأب من خلال الله الإبن سوف يرحب بك ويغفر لك.
Once we began to get on a significant number of stations, then we began to be noticed by people at Transworld Radio.
They kept calling my colleague Joe Emmett and saying, you know, we really want Michael's message to be translated, and we put it on Transworld Radio. I am very familiar with Transworld Radio because I used to listen to it growing up. Once we said, okay, we'll try, and God gave me a new idea. I will preach several messages at a time and have a translator next to me and broadcast them in what they call the dual language. That was a unique concept at the time.
Sadaka was his interpreter. He had 10 years of doing that. Sadaka knew his style. He knew when to break. There was almost like a seamless translation.
Jesus died for both.
Jesus loves both.
And they put him on once a week, and they had an incredible reaction, and it was not too long before they said, we want you on daily. And that was a major milestone, because that put him all over the world. The whole thing is really just beginning.
Incredible. Mm. And then there are the pocket missionaries, navigators.
Right.
People call them pocket missionaries. They were dubbed by the people out in the field
yep.
because you can take this little solar-powered MP3 player,
yep.
and those are also in the dual language.
Yep.
So another initiative of
exactly.
Vision 2025.
Yep.
We want to distribute another 100,000 navigators.
Exactly.
And these go into dark places, don't yep. they, Michael?
Very, very remote villages where they don't have radio. And that's how the idea started. It wasn't my idea. Thank God somebody came in and said, you know, there are villages in Indonesia and India and all over the world and in Ethiopia where they don't have a radio. So this solo-operated navigator has all of the programs loaded on it, plus the Bible, the whole Bible, in their language. And so there are many times my son Jonathan went and visited so many of these villages, particularly in Indonesia and Albania. And he said they're just hanging on a tree and they sit around for the lunch break or whatever and listening to the gospel
wow.
message. Yeah.
And finally, an initiative, seven mm-hmm. initiatives in the next 7 years, is to increase our technology, which really has been, as you've said before, the Roman road,
yeah.
which has allowed the world to hear
exactly.
the word of Christ.
Right.
So you've got folks in place, again, 30 years of experience to
yes.
be able to say, what's next on these digital platforms?
Exactly.
What are the millennials and the next generations listening to?
Right.
Technology has been really critical in spreading the word of the Lord.
Absolutely. It's like I said, the original vision that I want to take as many with me as possible. And suppose I speak even to a million people. But now tens, even hundreds of millions are reached that I could not have done that in person. No way. And so God, in His glorious wisdom and grace and mercy, opened these doors. And because of the team that I have here, they are really at the cutting edge of technology. Mm-hmm. I mean, they tell me stuff that I just shake my head because I'm a man of my generation. But as far as I'm concerned, I said, go for it. Whichever way we can get the gospel to people, let's do it.
That's exactly right. Getting the gospel to people, again, Vision 2025, 7 initiatives in this year. And those 7 initiatives often are buying more airtime, hiring more people, finding more staff. It's going to cost about $7 million to launch these initiatives.
$7 million extra
in addition to what the ministry has now. Absolutely. Yeah. But Michael, what a privilege to be a part of that.
Oh, absolutely. I am challenging all my friends. And if you might be a casual watcher or listener, I want to challenge you. I want, in the name of Jesus, ask yourself, Lord, what would you have me do? And then write to me or call me, because I am looking for partners who will catch the vision and come and do some great things with us. Without your call of God on your life to do what only you can do, I cannot do what only I can do. And so I am really looking for thousands and thousands of those whom God is going to challenge today and say, Michael, I want to stand with you. I want to serve with you. I too, when I go to heaven, I want to hear from the lips of Jesus, well done. Then I want to meet people that I will never meet in this side of heaven. And they say, thank you for supporting, leading it. Thank you for partnering with Michael Youssef, because it was your partnership that made it possible for me to be here in heaven. And that's really what the Lord meant in the parable when He said, use mammon to serve God. And so I hope that in some way be challenged to use mammon to serve God. Somebody says, you know, you cannot serve God and mammon. That's absolutely the truth of the gospel. But you cannot serve God without mammon. So we need mammon. Not for me. God knows I don't take anything. This is for buying airtime. This is for launching new initiatives. Every dollar you give goes to ministry. And so I hope and I pray that you answer the question, what can I do to be a partner in this ministry?
Hi, I'm Vice President Mike Pence, and it's an honor to be with you to congratulate this extraordinary organization for 30 years of life-changing ministry, Leading the Way. As believers, we take to heart the commission to go and make disciples of all nations, and for 30 years, this ministry has fulfilled that sacred mission with grace. You proclaim the truth of Christ by broadcasting teachings of the Bible in 26 different languages and across 6 continents more than 13,000 times every single week. By bringing the Word to the world, you've transformed hearts and changed lives. And as you work to make the next 30 years of this ministry even brighter than the first, I just encourage you as a fellow believer to continue to hold fast to that ancient promise, to continue to not grow weary in doing good. For in due season, we know we will reap a harvest of blessing if we do not give up. We will reap that harvest of a blessing, and all of you and this ministry will help lead the way. God bless the ministry of Leading the Way and all of you who support it. And God bless the United States of America.
Over the past 30 years, God has built a strong infrastructure, spreading the gospel in unique and effective ways. And more growth is ahead, especially in the next 7 years. You can be a part of Vision 2025 today. You can get all of the details, and you can give online at ltw.org. Hey, that's also where you can experience our annual report. That will give you an inspirational look at Dr. Youssef's vision and passion to reach more than 1 million people in the next few years. Once again, visit ltw.org or give us a call, 866-626-4356. That's 866-626-4356. Or write to us. We really love getting your notes. Write to Leading the Way, Post Office Box 20100, Atlanta, Georgia 30325. Again, that's Post Office Box 20100, Atlanta, Georgia 30325. This program is provided by Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.